This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. 72 Nepalese returned to Kathmandu from Afghanistan this morning. Flood sweeps away three more houses in Melamji, and Haiti earthquake death toll reaches nearly 2,000. Now the news in detail. 72 Nepali migrant workers who were rescued from Afghanistan have reached Nepal this morning. A spokesperson of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Rajkumar Chhetri, said the Nepalese who boarded an aircraft of Qatar Airways landed at Tribhuvan International Airport at 9:15 a.m. He said they were taken to London from Afghanistan and then brought to Nepal from Qatar Airways via Doha. Chhetri said they will be kept in a holding center and they will be sent to their homes after completing the due process against COVID-19. Earlier on Tuesday, a total of 205 Nepalese were rescued from Afghanistan and brought to Nepal in two phases. Number of patients suffering from viral fever has started increasing in Bajra district in recent days. Chief of the district hospital, Dr. Prakash Raj Joshi, said children below 5 years of age are mostly affected by the disease. Although the symptoms look like seasonal flu, the number of patients suffering from fever and pneumonia has been increasing. Information officer at the hospital, Niraparaj Giri, said daily 15 to 20 viral fever patients have been coming to the hospital seeking treatment. Similarly, the number of people suffering from viral fever has climbed at Kulti Primary Health Center in the northeast part of the district. Flood in Melamji River following incessant rainfall has swept away three more houses on Tuesday night. A local, Bhimsen Thapa, said that the flood swept away three houses belonging to Krishna Bahadur, Bose Bahadur and Dipesh Thapa of Melamji 6. It is said that other houses are also at the risk of flood. Information officer at the district police office, Sindhu Palchok, Deputy Superintendent of Police Dakshya Kumar Basnet, said that the three houses were at the risk due to previous floods and people and goods have already been shifted to other places. Flood has entered 27 houses of Badigarula municipality in Baglung district on Tuesday night. The flood in Thardokhola, located at Badigarula municipality 1, following the incessant rainfall, entered the 27 houses of the area on Tuesday midnight. A local, Top Bahadur Pun, said that locals ran away to save their lives after the flood entered the houses all of a sudden at a time when they were sleeping. The details of the loss caused by flood are awaited. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudurpashchim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 1,941 people are known to have died in Haiti in Saturday's powerful earthquake, a rise of more than 500 on the previous figure. Nearly 10,000 people have been injured and many are still missing after the 7.2 magnitude tremor. Rescue work has been hampered by heavy rains brought this week by tropical storm Grace to the Caribbean nation. The UN says about 500,000 children now have limited or no access to shelter, safe water and food. The UK government has promised thousands of Afghan refugees will be resettled in the UK after Taliban seized control of Kabul. The new scheme will see up to 20,000 Afghans offered a route to set up home in the UK in the coming years. In the first year, 5,000 refugees will be eligible, with women, girls and others in need having priority. Home Secretary P. Priti Patel urged other countries to help writing in the Daily Telegraph, "We cannot do this alone." However, opposition parties have criticized the settlement scheme for not going so far enough. Some 5,000 Afghans and family members are expected to benefit from that policy. India has evacuated its ambassador and all other diplomats from Afghanistan. They were flown out in a special military flight on Tuesday to the Hindon Air Base near capital Delhi. Their aircraft was carrying about around 150 people, including diplomats, officials, security personnel and some stranded Indians. India's foreign minister called the evacuation process a difficult and complicated exercise. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepalese returned to Kathmandu from Afghanistan this morning. Flood sweeps away three more houses in Melamti and Haiti earthquake, day toll reaches nearly 2,000. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.